Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
So, guys, if you noticed when you drove to work this morning, there was a car missing. And you're probably wondering, hey.
Yeah, the garage was empty.
Where's one car's missing? And I'm looking around. I'm like, Trey's car's here. Because Trey gets here earlier than I do. White Cheddar's car is here. Okay, that's good. Yeah. I saw Anna's car here. And I'm like, wait a minute. Where's my boy Nick Adams at?
Huh.
And sometimes, you know, he has little kids and stuff. So I'm like, oh, maybe something's up with Davis or something. And I walk in and I see Nick sitting back there. Mm-hmm. Smelling good. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Or so you thought.
So I thought, Kelly. Because wobbling into the studio now is our very own Nick Adams. Arr, I'm going to talk like a pirate the rest of the day.
What's Nick, up there, Nick?
You got crutches. You got a boot.
It was not a good weekend to get hurt.
No, Easter weekend,
the worst.
Yeah, and there's no doctors kids. Around.
Oh, yeah, because it is really, I was saying this yesterday, it is like a kid's holiday.
Yeah, tons
really
of activities.
Yeah.
We had
too many activities.
Most likely about 10 Easter egg hunts to go to.
Oh, man.
Also cute.
Aren't they the best?
And we have a 5-month-old and a 2.5-year-old. And man,
what happened?
I'm wearing a boot on my foot. So
I put a boot on my foot.
It started off like a normal Saturday morning.
Oh, it was a good Saturday.
And I was cleaning my pool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I had the net on the fishing pole thing to get leaves out.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you doing the sexy pool thing? No shirt, just some shorts or something?
No, I had some sweatpants on and just a regular white undershirt on.
Okay. Still sexy.
Even better.
Okay. And I was at the deep end, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And
above ground? Building. Okay.
No. I don't really know exactly what happened, but what I think happened is my right foot somehow stepped into the pool, just slipped in.
Oh.
And I did the whole, I tried to catch myself. I tried to balance on the actual pole, but it's in water, so that doesn't do anything.
You're at the deep end, too.
And
so
I just bend in some weird way. I tumbled weird. I don't know, but my left foot was still flat on the ground.
Oh. Okay.
And before I hit the water,
oh,
I heard it.
Oh.
I didn't know what exactly popped. It was something in my foot. And so I'm doggy paddling in the deep end trying to get up.
Oh, my goodness.
Luckily, my phone's a little waterproof, so I had it in my pocket and I rolled out.
Is your wife at home at the time?
My wife is home.
Are you screaming, Blair?
No, Blair! I tried at first, but the wind was like knocked out of me. I was disoriented. I was scared. The water's cold.
Cold.
So bad. Were you in shock?
At first, it didn't hurt. I knew it was hurting, but it wasn't hurting. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Something was wrong.
In the moment, you hurt,
Your body is one of the greatest machines out there. It tries to help you out.
And I was trying to bend it. It wouldn't bend, so I said, okay,
something's
up.
Was it immediately going, whoop?
It very quickly started swelling.
There was no bone out, though.
No bone out. But, like, so I'm sitting there just flopped out, laying on the side of the pool.
Yeah, you are.
For the minute, I was just trying to collect my thoughts. I had already started laughing because this is the dumbest thing in the world.
I hope you have a camera in your backyard.
I don't.
Oh, man,
but
I would pay money for this.
So I stayed home.
Yeah.
And the kids went and did a bunch of things. After I went to the emergency room, that's a different story. But I asked Trey to come over to my house. And I videotaped him recreating.
Oh.
He did a dramatization for me.
Wow,
we'll show that. We'll show that on Kid TV a little later.
Oh my gosh.
This next commercial break. So that was pretty fun. But yeah, so I called my parents. They live close by because we had swim lessons, Easter. We had all these plans. And my mom has broken her ankle several times, and I always make fun of her.
Weak ankles?
I guess. I don't know. Maybe it runs in the family.
Maybe, yeah. It's contagious,
15 years, I've been poking fun at my mom.
Now it's
and
you.
Here I am. So they had crutches, so they brought them over, took me to the emergency room, and I have some sort of fracture in one of the bones in there.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
I'll go to another doctor sometime this week, and they'll give me like a plan. I don't think. They didn't say anything about surgery.
Because don't you want us all to sign your cast?
I mean, sure, that'd be fun.
Oh, until you get an itch in there.
Oh, that's the worst.
You got to stick a ruler in there. I had a cast on my arm. I broke my wrist in first grade, and they put a cast all the way up to my shoulder.
Yeah.
Bad break.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, so I had a bunch of itches, yeah. And I used to itch myself with coins. And so when they took the cast off, there was a good 50 cents of pennies and nickels. You made some money.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, they didn't have to set the brake or anything, so it wasn't that bad.
They didn't have to set it, so good. I don't think it's that bad.
You might be able to just be in the boot.
They were very nonchalant about it. So that made me feel
good.
See
this all the time.
I guess.
Maybe it's just some sort of hairline fracture.
I guess they said the word fracture, and they said a bone name that I don't remember. And so they'll say probably crutches with the boot for a few weeks, and then just the boot for a few weeks, and we'll see.
Okay. Well,
could have been worse.
Yes.
But you still don't know what your foot got caught in. It just broke.
It didn't get caught on anything.
It just slipped.
One foot was planted. My body twisted in a weird way.
Some kind of way. Yeah.
Just pressure from your body.
It was so dumb, but the whole time I'm sitting there in the emergency room, I'm just laughing. I'm there by myself. I'm just laughing because it was funny.
Did your wife, Blair, ask you, really, Nick, out of all the days of the year you break your foot the day before Easter?
I have been trying not to do the man thing and, like, over-exaggerate my pains because this hurts. It does not feel good. But you know how when men get hurt or they get sick, they really overdo it?
I'm glad you recognize that.
I'm trying not to do that. I'm not asking her for... I'm asking for as little help as possible.
Is there a part of you, just being honest, because I know you're a super dad, you know, you're very hands-on, which is wonderful, but is there a part of you now with this injury that you're like, wow, I'm glad I got to avoid some of the Easter activities?
Well, I mean...
Some of those hunts looked intense.
Yeah,
but I'm looking forward to a lot of good Netflix time.
There you go, yeah.
But I'm angry at myself because... I got to pick my kids up from school every day. Like, what do I do with a car seat and a 2.5-year-old walking in a parking lot? Like, what were you doing with that?
You need an assistant.
And my wife already does a ton. And so now it's like, well, guess what, Blair?
You're doubling up.
Here's 5.5 weeks of more stuff to do. So I feel awful.
Can Nick borrow your mom's handicapped sticker for his car?
Sure.
Since you use it sometimes.
Yeah, I got it in my truck right
now.
That too was parked in the handicapped spot this morning.
Yeah, what's up? We got you, Nick. It's all good, buddy. But I hope you get better, man. I'm sorry you broke your ankle.
Yeah, man, that's
thank you very much. So I'm going to need someone to help me go to the bathroom later.
Oh.
Now?
That's the guy's job.
JC, you were going to be a nurse, so you're as medical. Your mind works medically.
Sure, I got you.
Yeah, so.
Right. I don't get grossed out easily. I don't want to help you do the bathroom stuff. I'm sure you wouldn't want that either. But if there's anything else you need, you let me know.
Thank you very much. I'll take a coffee, no sugar.
Oh, that's easy. Let me know. Just whisper into my ear.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah, let me know.
Send some good vibes Nick's way, too, so he heals up nicely.
Sure.
Sorry, Nick.
And from Nick's broken ankle to the password to play Beat the Bank Extreme. All right, Kid Nation, you're going to need this because within 10 minutes, we'll have you call in and you'll choose a vault. Hopefully that vault has the $10,000 we're looking for. Now, the password you need is kangaroo.
Oh.
Your password is kangaroo. Hippity hop.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. It's time for round one of Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Yes. $10,000 could be all yours this morning. Can you imagine that?
Could be. Waking
up with nothing and then ended up with $10,000 just for choosing the correct vault. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Be caller number 17 to play round one. Know the password that we just gave you about 10 minutes ago and you're set to go. And if you don't get in this hour, it's all good. We'll have another round for you 1 hour from now because we play twice a day, Kid Nation. Plenty of opportunity for you to get rich here with the show. Hopefully everybody had a good Easter.
Yeah.
You know, but one of our peeps had a little run-in.
Yeah.
Run-in.
My Easter could have been better.
Welcome to Opinion Court.
Opinion Court?
Yeah, this is what, you know, because there's two sides to every story.
So what's your opinion?
What do you think in the situation with what Justin's going to tell us? Because normally we teach Justin, you know. He comes in here and we tell him, hey, man.
We teach him.
That's not how it goes. But in this situation, I think I'm siding with Justin.
Thank you. You should.
I think I'm going to side with you, Justin.
I want to hear the whole
story. So what went down, buddy?
Okay. Well, so yesterday, I'm at Churchella, you know, worshiping.
Churchella?
What is Churchella?
Church.
Oh, okay.
Church, you know, mm-hmm. Hanging out.
Oh, you went to church?
Sure. Yeah, I went to church.
Okay, thank you.
You know, hanging out, you know. And then what do people do after they go to church? They
brunch.
Go to brunch.
Brunch. Yeah.
So
yes.
I did with some friends.
Yeah.
Anna was there.
Anna, you were there.
Oh, we have witness.
So Anna's going to be a witness to this story.
I'll be a witness.
Thank you, Anna.
And you know, whenever you're going to church and it's Easter, you're going to be your Easter best dress, right? We're talking,
yeah.
Your outfit is cute, everything. So I'm wearing
Easter suit.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm wearing this nice button down shirt with short sleeves and some nice pants and like the belts that match the shoe. So
okay,
I'm
cool.
Myself, the outfit's all good.
It was a good brunch
you
outfit.
Dress
it was
cute. Yeah,
thank you. So we're going to this place for brunch and it's outside and there's trees and people's dogs are there. People are in shorts. People are in flip flops. We're hanging out, talking, chilling with some friends, eating. And then all of a sudden a busboy comes up to me and he goes, "Excuse me, sir, but you need to button up your shirt a little bit more." Take it back by it.
Excuse me?
What was it down to? Chest?
Right down to not much further than where Kelly's chest is.
Where Kelly? Kelly would be asked to button up her shirt.
This my is bosom on display on Kid Nation TV at this moment.
Okay, so Justin has shown me a picture of his shirt, which is normally Justin has buttons down even lower when we go out with him.
Down to the navel by the end of the night.
Sure. Yes.
That one's very modest.
No, we're talking like right by
bottom of the pecs.
Yeah, bottom of the pecs. That's exactly what we're talking about.
So how did this guy say it? Did he say it in a friendly way?
Apologetic way.
Hey, can you button up that shirt for me, please? Just one button. And I'm like, okay, so I do it. And then he walks away. And then I'm like, I'm looking around.
Like, why I gotta listen to the busboy?
Yes. There's people running around us shirtless. There's a girl in a tube top there. There's a girl showing her midriff there.
Okay.
And there's a lot of people. There's
lots of skin being shown.
A lot of skin.
And like, even I ran errands before and met up with Justin, and I was just in like sneakers, like shorts, and just like a shirt.
This is
like,
one of those no way dressed places. Up at all.
Yeah.
And here's the situation when you're with a bunch of people at dinner and a busboy or a waitress or a manager singles somebody out. A few people at the table would be like, yeah, you know, that's the rule. That's fine. How did you feel when he was asked to button up his shirt?
Well, it was felt very, like, out of place. Like, we were all like, what? And then Justin did it. And then he walked away. We sat there being like, wait, why did that just happen?
One made a complaint. It made no sense.
Maybe I thought at first it was like, well, maybe it's because you have a hairy chest. And maybe... maybe hair and food. I was trying to figure out what was
true. Try to get the free salad and say, hey, there was a chest hair in my salad. I got to tell it.
That could be it, though. The busboy had a scraggly beard. So, I mean, the hair thing wasn't worth it anyways.
Scraggly
so
beard.
Then what happened?
So then I unbutton it.
Okay.
Because no one's going to tell me how to dress.
Back where it was?
Yeah, back where it was.
Or did you go lower?
Where it was comfortable. No, back to where it was.
Okay, good.
That's how I liked it.
Good. You didn't get aggressive and put a nipple out, did you?
No, I did. I wanted to.
Justin's known to get aggressive with
the
nipple.
I wanted to. Uh-huh. But then, so he sees me unbuttoning up the shirt again, and he goes, dude, this was a different guy that comes up. He goes, dude, we asked you nicely to button up your shirt.
So like, you've actually got the attention of everybody in the place now.
Yeah,
because he said, we asked you. So.
And he goes, you're either gonna have to button up that shirt or you're gonna have to leave. And then I was like, I'm not leaving. Like, this is it's a shirt. Like, no one even has a problem. Like, you're the only one with the problem. He's like, well, I have to enforce these rules, blah 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 blah. And then
this is a place, let me stop you for a second, because this is a place that I'm familiar with, and you can wear a sports bra after exercising.
Yeah.
It's very casual.
It made no sense. And then he's like, he goes, you need to go. And I go, if I go, I'm not even gonna pay. We just asked for the ticket. And he goes, well, if you don't pay, then we're going to have you arrested.
Whoa,
you're going to get arrested
Anna,
for just some chest
feeling?
Hair?
Honestly, I was so scared because...
I don't like confrontation, do you?
Yeah, I hate confrontation. Like, I almost left Justin and be like, bye. No. I don't know him. No, but, I mean, I thought it was really, like, it was ridiculous. I felt like it was ridiculous what was going on. Obviously, I was on Justin's side
of it.
It
was overly dramatic.
But when he threatened to, like, have him arrested, I was like, well, first I was like, let me make sure my Instagram's ready for this. But then I was like, no, like, Justin, don't do this. I was just scared. I didn't say anything because I was scared. And
I know.
Like, I don't know. I didn't want him to get arrested. And I'm getting nervous all over again.
I was scared,
it makes me mad thinking because you're looking around, you're seeing other dudes with their chest out.
Uh-huh.
Just fine. You're seeing girls with their tube tops.
Right.
That's just fine. How come you were the one that got picked out?
What ultimately happened?
So he goes, you need to go wait. You need to go outside and wait for the check. I was like, I'm not going to wait outside so I can pay for the meal that I came here to sit down.
So are you getting loud so everybody's looking?
Yes,
now?
It's all loud. I'm looking at the people next to me. They're all shocked.
Be honest, in your head, were you thinking, I'm going to get naked?
And then...
I will give a reason to get naked.
You want a reason? Here you go, bro.
Yes,
I'm going to get naked.
Full on naked.
Well, then, so then, like, six of the busboys all show up behind me.
The busboy gang.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, and you just have Anna?
I have Anna and my dog. Bo is there too.
Bo's not going to do anything.
So I have to leave with my dog too. And I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. And the waitress rushes over with the ticket. She goes, I have no idea what's going on. And another guy just got kicked out wearing a tank top. The boss was here. They're just not happy. Blah, 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 blah.
So the boss started laying down rules.
I guess so. But the other group that left, I don't know, like, they weren't happy either. I wasn't happy. It was just a crazy situation. Yeah. It was one button.
It was dramatic.
For no reason too. And we were just chilling.
Yeah.
It sucks.
So it really does.
So Justin was like, "You can't kick me out. I'm leaving."
Leave.
There you go. That's
did you tip?
Well, it's not the waitress.
I did tip.
Fault.
The waitress was very sweet to us.
Did you put on the tip, don't give any to the busboy, though?
No.
Don't tip out the busboy.
So when are we going back?
Never. Never. That place. No. No.
That was your spot, though.
I'll never be there, huh?
That was your spot, though. Didn't you go there quite a bit?
I did. Yeah. I did, but.
No.
Well,
never.
I've never been, and I'm not going to go now.
Good. Mm-hmm. And tell your friends not to go.
I will.
I haven't been for years because of bad service, so.
Oh.
I'm out.
I was having my birthday party there.
The Backstreet Beat. The Backstreet. Today is Earth Day. Let's all do our part. Recycle, reuse, hold in our farts. The Backstreet Beat.
Doing your part.
Backstreet.
By the way, kids, do not hold them in. Bad for you.
Well, I'm just saying, if we all did it at the same time, it would be bad.
Holding them in is bad.
Weren't they saying that cows tooting was destroying the environment at one point?
We all did it at one time.
You got to be careful.
It would be harmful to the ozone.
You hold it. It's going to get out eventually. It's somehow or another.
Like a level orange alert or something.
Just be courteous. And don't Dutch oven. Hi, Kylie.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on.
Hey, hi. There you are. How you doing this morning?
I'm so good. I've been trying to call forever.
Oh, well,
here's Kelly, because y'all have a lot in common. These accents are rocking today.
Yeah, where are you from, Kylie?
I'm from Alabama.
Alabama.
All right.
Come on, baby. What are you up to this morning, Kylie?
I'm just driving to work.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
I'm an ultrasound tech.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh. Right. Yeah, you got to
for babies
job.
Or other stuff?
Well, babies too, but other stuff.
What else can you ultrasound?
Well, I had it done, right, when I was getting my eggs frozen, and I wasn't pregnant.
We do it for that and for just all kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
It is crazy the things you see in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's things
I
in there.
I never thought I'd get that done until I had a baby, so it was crazy to see my insides.
Lots of things going on in there.
You had a lot of eggs in there.
By the way, Big Al Mac and I still ready to be hired for sexual education classes at any campus near you.
Oh, my gosh.
Casey, we don't have to, like, stress that.
Yeah. Where I'm in now, I want to help the youth.
Okay.
What I want
to
do.
Right. Let's get to this con.
All right, Kylie. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Kangaroo.
Password accepted.
There you go, Kylie. Congratulations. That is the correct password. Now, you just have to choose which vault you want to go in. Which one would you like?
Number 79.
Ooh.
Vault number 79. All right, let's get that one ready. Here's Jenna to tell you how we play the game.
Girl, I hope this is the one for you because we still haven't hit that $10,000 vault. So you just have to say stop when you think the banker is gone as high as he's going to go after he shouts out those increasing dollar amounts. And like I said, no $10,000 has been discovered yet. Neither has a couple other $1,000 vaults. Not sure what else is in there. But anyway, if you hear something that ends in 1,000, that's definitely the last number. So make sure you say stop very loudly. And good luck.
Okay. I'm excited.
Excited for you.
We're excited, Kylie. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the 60. 120. 140. 250. 280. 380. 420. 460. 490. 570. 660. 800-30.
JC was waving you off. He felt that
oh,
one.
Yeah. Girl.
You were going for it, huh, Kylie?
I was going for it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's all good. Hey.
My goodness.
You went for it. You didn't know. You might have, could have been the $10,000.
Could have been.
You don't miss out on that. It's all good. That's how you play the game.
It is.
That's four in a row. Shut out because four in a row, we're going for
it. Going for it. Well, I admire you.
Kylie, you have a wonderful day at work. Hopefully, we get to talk to you again soon. Love your personality and your attitude.
Yep.
Oh, man. And we'll have another password for you coming up in about 35 minutes, so forget kangaroo. Which, by the way, I met one this weekend.
You met one, too?
I met a kangaroo.
Where?
At our Easter egg party.
Just one just hopped over?
No, it was just this lady brought a bunch of animals.
Like a petting zoo thing?
It's like a petting zoo.
Okay.
The creature teacher.
Okay.
Woo! And she had a little baby kangaroo, and she was holding it. And I said, can I hold him? And I did.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized this has to be my new pet.
A kangaroo.
I need a kangaroo pet.
I know somebody that has one as a pet.
They said, yeah, that's what she said. She has two adult kangaroos that are almost 6 feet tall.
6 feet tall.
They live at the house. They do their things. They have chores.
And from what the lady was telling me, Kelly, you don't have to really worry about them hopping over a fence.
Yeah, they're cool.
Because they bounce up and down. They don't really spring forward.
They're just high.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, they're not long. They're
high. Can't do that.
But no, they said they're excellent pets. And the little baby one, Kelly, just...
Are they even legal to have as pets?
He just cuddles and sleeps the whole time.
Because we had a lady come to McKelly's birthday party one time, and it was a lot of exotic animals, but it was an educational thing because she rescued them from people who thought, wouldn't it be cool
to have
this really random exotic pet, and it ends up being a nightmare, and so she has to go in and save them, and she uses them as education to kids.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I would do my...
Can you even have one legally?
I think so. She has some. They have some at their house.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. You need to do some research.
He
on
was
that.
Really nice and slept on me.
Yeah. He didn't kick?
He didn't kick or nothing. He kind of nuzzled up against my
Google
neck.
Kangaroo boxing videos.
Like, he's on the business card, so he's famous.
Oh, my.
So I am really thinking about looking into this whole kangaroo thing.
Kinsey's not going to let you get a kangaroo.
Oh, she'll let me. Did you see Kinsey's fail, by the way?
I did.
My wife.
You have to get a license.
My wife. I'll get a license.
Yeah, certain city limits. It's illegal. You have to have the certain outdoor space.
Who's going to watch it when you go out of town?
Me.
He will. He's 6 feet tall when he gets older.
He's going to watch himself?
Yeah. I'll show him how to use the Netflix.
Not with that bobcat on the loose and your old crazy cat.
No, he'll stay indoor. Indoor kangaroo. Oh
my indoor, no.
He's got it all planned out.
He's an indoor-oo.
Indoor-oo.
He's going to be an indoor-oo.
Oh, that's actually kind of funny.
Yeah. Definitely going to have to fix my ceiling fans. Can't have those on when I'm in the house.
Right.
Yeah, but I'll get my license. But my wife, Kinsey, it's already down. I'll probably put it in my actual Instagram because it was in the story, so it's gone. So I'll put it up here in a few minutes. But she tried to make these chicks... using hard-boiled eggs and the yolk and basically deviled eggs.
So it was deviled eggs instead of, you know, they cut them in half and they lie flat.
Right.
She had them sitting up. So end to end, cut them off and made them like, they're supposed to like baby chicks.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like little baby chicks coming out of the eggshell. Super cute looking. I'm like, oh, you got this.
Okay.
It was just mayhem in my kitchen. The eggs were disgusting and died because we made Easter eggs with them, so they looked different colors. Oh. Kinsey didn't even know what to do with the yolk. We finally got them together, and they looked like Angry Birds. Not like chicks. They looked like just disgusting Angry Birds. And it's one of those where I finally got to witness a Pinterest fail for the first time in person. It was hilarious.
I love it. And y'all That's used awesome. Them, right? Did you go to a party or was that just for family?
Well, we were going to take them to the party, but they weren't good enough for the party.
You should take them to the party.
So we ate them ourselves.
Oh, you should take them to the party.
I
love that.
You can't show up with those Pinterest failed birds.
Show up with that and the kangaroo.
Kinsey has showed up to my party for six-year-old girls with cookie cutters in the shape of men's privates.
I know she did.
Show up with that.
Yeah, but those cookies look delicious.
Yeah.
Guess who was your model, by the way?
Oh. Nice.
All right, Kid Nation. Oh. I'll have that video posted up on my Instagram.
It's
at JSI5. You could also follow Big Al Mac.
Sure, Big Al Mac 19.
Hey, see all our Easter pictures.
Well, yeah.
Kelly Raspberry on Instagram and Facebook.
I'm Jenna Page.
And Jenna Page. And coming up next,
We Love the Earth.
All right, this song is going to get stuck in your head a little bit. Lil Dicky came out with a song for Earth Day. He's trying to raise some money with his buddies like Leonardo DiCaprio, Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Ed Sheeran. Basically, everybody famous in Hollywood is in this song. So we'll have a nice little chat. You'll get to hear the song from Lil Dicky next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Your vault password so you can play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And he is standing by, so we will talk to Lil Dicky after you hear his song. It's called Earth.
We love the Earth. It is our planet. We love the Earth. It is our home. We love the Earth. It is our planet. We love the Earth. It is our home.
Hi, I'm a baboon. I'm like a man, just less advanced than my just huge.
Simulation. Give each other names like Ahmed and Pedro. And yeah, we like to wear clothes. Girls still look beautiful. And it covers up our human. Eat a lot of tuna fish. But these days it's like we don't know how to act. All these shootings, pollution. We under attack on ourselves. Like, let's all just chill. Respect what we built. Like, look at the internet. It's cracking as hell. Fellas, don't you let it. And our women, they're better than a. So what we gotta slam for? What we gotta stand for?
Guys,
I was wondering if Lil Dicky was there.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up, dude?
Not much, just hanging out.
By the way, that song that you just heard was called Earth by Lil Dicky, featuring about all of Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it's in my head now, Lil
it's
Dicky.
It's really catchy. We've been listening to it on repeat.
Hey, guys, that's a great sign.
And you know what's a great sign, Lil Dicky? That you can hit that falsetto like an angel.
Thank you. I'm proud of my ability to sing.
But that's the thing. I mean, a lot of people that rap can't sing very well.
It's true.
Yeah.
I had no idea I could sing until like a year ago.
Who told you could?
Just Pro Tools, just being in the session and just like being like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. You know, because I could sense a little bit of auto-tune in the song there, but you know what I'm going to tell you right now, Lil Dicky? You don't need that ish.
It's just the slightest bit.
But you did get to work with Benny Blanco on this song, and that guy's a crazy good producer.
You know he's my best friend.
He's your twin, bro.
Is he actually your best friend?
I literally talk to that guy every night before I go to bed. Then I wake up and I talk to him for 30 minutes every day when my day starts. Like, we're literally best friends.
I believe that 100%.
Are y'all all, is everyone that's on the song on a big group chat?
No, but we should be, shouldn't we? I mean, that's a great idea.
Now, how many of these people did you get in the studio at the same time? Or was it a whoop and you had to get everybody at once? Like,
individually.
Every other week you had somebody.
Schedules, yeah.
Totally individual. Not one time. Actually, well, first off, isn't it crazy that, like, with We Are the World, all these people are in the same studio at once? I can't, like, when you look at the footage, it's like the Avengers. It's
crazy.
We
just realized the power of Michael Jackson. Like, Lil Dicky couldn't get all these people in the same room, you know?
No, not even.
I wouldn't compare the two these days.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't even close to getting that. The only time that we recorded multiple artists at once was we, like, went to this festival, or not a festival, like a concert in L.A. called Wango Tango.
I remember that.
And we'd set up this dressing room and, like, I forget, it was like either Ariana's or Meghan Trainor's. We set up a booth in one of their dressing rooms, and we just were like shuffling people in and out, wow, like in between their sets. Like Shawn Mendes was there, Ariana was there, the Backstreet Boys were there, Miguel was there, Meghan Trainor was there. That was the most fruitful night for sure.
Were these one take ponies too? Like they just sang it once and it was over with, or did you guys have to do like 20 takes like regular?
It's varied, but like, you know, oftentimes people, like Ariana, like, one take that whole outro and like wrote her, like it was writing, like I didn't tell her like what to say and she was saying just like the funniest stuff. Like it's, I'm so happy with her one take.
Did they get to pick the animals or did you pick it for them? Because Ariana was a zebra. If you were listening to the song, that was Ariana for sure.
Yeah, me and Benny picked him, but like, you know, we treated it like it's a movie and like we cast. We're like, all right, who would be the funniest clam? And we're like, oh, Lil Jon. You know what I mean? Like we didn't want to, it's easier to just tell people, hey, like, here's the option.
Whose idea was the Kanye?
Mine. I just thought like it was so funny, and I'm just like, I'm Kanye West. And I'm
Kanye West. Yeah. Speaking of Kevin Hart, real quick though, really cool that he's producing this new TV show you have coming out, right?
Very cool. It's like I remember being in Philadelphia, where he's from too, and I was watching like his earliest stand up and thinking like, this guy is the funniest guy in the world. Like I hope I'm like him one day. And it's kind of surreal that I'm making a show with him.
Is that something you pitch, this idea of your kind of, you know, non-traditional rise to fame to the network?
Yeah, for sure. I sat down with FX and, you know, I'm awful good in a pitch. So I sat him down and I said, guys, here's what this show is. And they loved it.
Love it. What's the style? Is it going to have a Curb feel or, you know, is it going to be kind of?
Yeah. First off, like, that's something that we're going to have to find. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard because, like, whenever I'm trying to talk about the show, all I can do is, like, talk about, like, well, it's got, like, a little bit of Curb in it because it's, like, I'm very, like, Larry-like in my curmudgeon-y behavior, but it's nothing like Curb. It's, mm-hmm, like, and then it's hard to explain. It's like, have you ever seen the show High Maintenance?
Yes.
I've heard of it.
It's, like, so it's grounded in reality, like High Maintenance, but it's, like, got a protagonist who's a little Kirby-like, but it's, like, a little, I don't want to say entourage, but it is the story of a guy like becoming famous in LA, but it's like more real. You know what I mean? So it's got like a little bit of everything.
Awesome.
And this is exciting because I think I read somewhere that you originally wanted to do comedy and do acting, right? And be on the screen.
Yeah.
And then just hip hop just sort of, you realize, wait a minute, I'm one of the best freestylers in the world. Why don't I just go for this real quick?
Well, it's like, I mean, growing up, I was, you know, class clown, and I was always, I mean, being funny was my thing for sure. And like, so if you have a dream, you know, every kid has a dream. My dream was like, oh, I want to be a comedian. That's where my skill set lies. I certainly would have also dreamed of playing in the NBA and being a rapper, but it just seemed like, you know, something that didn't feel realistic. But I always kind of had a somewhat of a skill as like a poet and a rapper to an extent. And I thought, how can I get noticed for being funny? And I started doing comedic rap, and then without realizing that I was even like that talented as a rapper. Like I thought I was talented enough to where people would care about the jokes. But then as I did it, I just got better and better, and now I feel like I'm an elite world-class rapper. And of course, it's not like, I mean, my dream was to make this TV show, but just because I've made the TV show, I'm not going to stop rapping.
Yeah.
I love rapping so much. It's just like, it's literally like playing in the NBA.
And I know you heard him say he's an elite world-class rapper. You absolutely are, Lil Dicky. You're by far my favorite freestyle rapper.
Do you remember your first like lyric or set of lyrics that you did that you were like, wow, I can kind of flow?
There was like a moment where every song I made was an attempt to be funny, and then I made, like, this, like, one, like, I said, like, I didn't think I even had anything serious to say, and I made this one song called Russell Westbrook on a Farm, which is, like, it's like, which sounds funny, but it actually is, like, an introspective, serious song, and, like, I think, like, my hardcore fans, like, say it's one of their favorite songs, and I think that moment made me take myself more seriously as a musician.
Cool. Well, one of your biggest mainstream hits was Freaky Friday, and, I guess I would have to ask you this question, because my friend and I got drunk one time, and we were listening to your song Freaky Friday, and he looked at me and dead-ass asked me, hey, do you think Lil Dicky asked Chris Brown to see him naked so he could write the lyrics to the song? So I feel like I need to ask you that question since we had that drunk conversation.
No, I didn't ask. I didn't ask to see him naked. No.
You have to sing about it.
It happens naturally.
Yeah, because Lil Dicky was Chris Brown, and he was in his body, and he was going through everything he had to see and all that stuff.
Mm. Yeah, no, so, I didn't.
That's a deep question.
So we go deep right there.
I did ask him when we shot the video, like, there's a part where he pulls his pants down and goes, it's my dream, you know.
Yeah.
And then, and I asked, I said, hey, would you ever put on, like, a flesh-colored, like, Speedo-type thing? So, and he was like, nah. And so we had to CGI that moment.
Yeah, but we all know what's up with that. Speaking of CGI, the video, the video for Earth, was it created by all the dudes that, like, made the Marvel movies?
It's this company called Riot. They worked with this company called 3DAR. I'm not sure if they made all the Marvel movies, but they're definitely, like, high-end animators. And, I mean, isn't it so good? I feel like that my expectations for this song and video were so high, and I'm the kind of guy who, if something isn't perfect, I think it sucks.
Yeah.
But I watch this, and I think it's perfect, and I'm so happy that these guys executed on this level.
It's and crazy. This is, cool. like, a big fundraising effort. Yeah. So I guess I'm assuming a lot of people donated their talents to make this project so you could raise even more money.
Exactly. None of the artists charged anything. And we're going to raise money. And honestly, awareness is people. Did you guys know that? Like, I didn't even know until I was really working on this song the details of how dire and urgent the situation is on Earth.
No, like, seriously, dude.
Yeah.
Have you watched that Netflix series, Our Planet?
Yeah, I started watching it.
So, everybody's talking about that walrus scene, right? Where the walruses are basically killing themselves because the ice has melted. So, no, this is absolutely something we need to be looking at, and I'm glad that you made this song, and you're raising 100% of the proceeds are going to it, right?
Yeah. And it's like, obviously, it sucks when a walrus dies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, that's terrible, but like, what people need to realize is that all these things that are happening are actually going to really affect humanity. Like, I want to impress that upon people. Like, within the next 50 years, if we don't change things, 20 to 30 years, actually, potentially, a lot of the Earth is going to flood and, like, run out of food and become uninhabitable, and, like, millions and millions of people are going to have to relocate, and it's going to be crazy. Like, in our lifetime, for humans, not just animals, humans.
We're that close to that happening, and we seriously need to be taking a close look at this.
We need to raise more money.
And you teamed up with Leonardo DiCaprio's foundation for this song, right?
That's awesome.
Admittedly, I don't know much about nonprofit world or, like, fundraising, and these guys have been doing it for 20 years, and they're, like, some of the best in the world at it. So I met with their company. I met with the head of their company, Justin. Like, I clicked with this woman right away. I met with Leo, and... like, he cares so much about the Earth, and they're going to help me put the money in the right places. Like, that's what they're best at. They're so aware of the best organizations in the world.
Awesome.
I've noticed that, man. You surround yourself with the best no matter what you're doing, including when it comes to foundations, going with Leonardo DiCaprio. That's smart, man.
And you do interviews with the best morning shows on the radio.
Did you know that?
I was going to say. I was going to say that. Well, I mean, that's totally fitting because I'm talking to the best morning show ever.
Thank you.
We're the best connection.
We're giving you the best compliments ever. We got one right back from Lil Dicky just like that.
This is great.
This is the best day ever.
We should talk more.
Can we be? Can I replace Benny Blanco? Just put him at number two. We'll hop in there at number one, and then we'll get that going.
What services are you providing?
You're gonna have to put in a lot of leg work.
Oh, yeah. I got so many legs.
JC's working on doing the splits.
So I'm working on the splits, dude. So I'll keep you posted on that. Send you pictures. But
please
in the meantime, make sure you download Earth and go to the website welovetheearth.org. 100% of the proceeds are going to help our Earth.
Yes,
we want to make this a better place.
Who doesn't love the Earth? But we got to protect the Earth.
First, we love
the Earth.org.
And we'll be looking forward to Lil Dicky being in a bunch of Leonardo DiCaprio movies now that they're best friends.
Right?
Yes.
that really is the whole reason I made this song.
That's the goal. That's the goal. Hey, man, we'd love to have you in studio when you come in, and we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And thank you for doing what you're doing for Earth, man.
Guys, thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye, Lil Dicky.
Bye.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank.
Extreme.
Beat the bank.
Extreme.
What did my shorts do to deserve this? If I toss them out, I'll just have to reminisce. Beat the bank.
Extreme.
Beat the bank.
you mean, what did your shorts do to deserve this, Big Al? You mean the love it's getting on social media? Anna, how you doing?
People.
Hold on, Anna has been looking at social media to see what Kid Nation has to say about your shorts.
Yeah, we asked for some good ones.
We asked for funny.
No, we all didn't.
We asked for insult.
We all didn't. My shorts and everyone minding their own business.
Uh-huh. Al has on tie-dye denim shorts with holes in them that hit below the knee. Oof.
Acid wash, because acid wash, I believe, is coming back in style.
Thank you, JC.
I bought some acid wash jeans.
That's what I was hoping for.
Tie-dye, on the other hand, is.
They don't. No, acid wash on GQ, I saw it.
Thank you, JC.
Yeah, I seen it, Al. You're trying the right.
Was it a vintage issue?
No, it was current. It was at the end of the year last year, so they were saying it was coming back for 19.
They should be shot.
Yeah, so we posted a lovely picture on our Instagram stories and asked for responses.
Thank you.
And these are some of the standouts and some of my personal faves.
Uh-huh.
These shorts are so bad, even the dye is trying to escape.
Oh, yeah.
Ouch.
Keep them coming.
Did Big Al wash these in Axe body spray? Your shorts look like they're married to their second cousin.
Yes!
And lastly, felt cute, might hit the jewel later.
Because he vapes, bro.
The vape.
Very Kyle.
Oh, big Kyle Mac over there.
So we got some great responses from Kid Nation.
No, these are great.
Keep them coming.
Thank you, Anna, for grabbing those for us.
My shorts just sitting there, not bothering anybody, just standing here.
They are bothering people.
It's on the Kid Nation Instagram. Kid Nation, KIDD Nation Instagram. All right. Go drop a comment.
All right.
Hi, Tanya.
Oh my gosh. Hello.
Hello. Hey. What you up to right now, Tanya?
I am waiting in my car like a creeper at the neighborhood park.
Oh, yeah, wow. You're that car.
You're that person, yeah. What's that girl? What's that weird girl doing?
Over.
Yeah, you always look at the cars that park by the little kids park.
Why is that weird girl just sitting in her car at the park with no keys?
Do you at least have kids with you, Tanya?
No, my son is in school.
Yeah, so you're the creepy adult. All right,
exactly.
Tanya. Well, we'll get you back on the road here shortly, so let's go ahead and step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Trumpet.
Password. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Good
do
job,
you happen
girl.
To play the trumpet, Tanya, by chance?
I do not. I was in band maybe a month in the sixth grade. I got nothing out of it.
Trumpet is one of those instruments that is very difficult to play.
Yeah.
I tried to blow air in there and nothing came out. Or at least it didn't sound like a trumpet. All right, Tanya. Well, we have a bunch of vaults remaining here. Which one would you like to go in?
Number 33, please.
All right, vault number 33. That one's Tanya's. Go ahead and mark that off because she's about to enter it. Here is Kelly Raspberry to tell you how we play the game, Tanya.
Yes, we put you in the vault with a banker who's going to give you dollar amounts that keep climbing up. They could go as high as $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. Maybe this is the $10,000 vault. We don't know.
Yeah.
But we do know that if the banker says any amount ending in thousand, the word thousand, that's as high as it's going to go, and you need to yell stop. You got to do that before the vault door closes or you lose everything.
All right.
Got this. All right. Deep breath.
Yes. Trying to breathe. I know. So many years, and I've never actually made it through.
Oh, look, you finally did it.
Yeah.
You won your money. All right, Tanya, let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank extreme.
Ooh. 110. 210. 310. 440. 490. 640. 690. 740. 780. 830. 900.
Stop.
Oh! I know. I was feeling good about that one, Tanya. $900 all yours. You broke the streak, by the way, of the door closing on people. So that's
no, JC had the gun out. He was feeling it.
I got the good vibes from Tanya. Yeah, I had the money gun out. I had the good vibes from Tanya. I was getting good vibes from the banker. But, hey, you pulled away with $900. That's yours to keep. What are you going to do with that?
Probably get a Roomba.
There you go.
Very practical.
I love that answer. And I love my Roomba, too. Yeah. They just get stuck all the time. But, hey, just for fun, Tanya, let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
1,000. Wow.
Okay.
That's cool.
Oh, my that's heart. Cool. That's okay.
My heart.
Not bad, actually.
You're good.
Yeah,
good.
You did great. 90%.
900 out of the possible 1,000. Tanya, congratulations. You have a wonderful day today. And buy that Roomba.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. And have a great day to all of you as well.
Thank you. Tanya, so
glad you finally got in after all that trying. See? All it takes is that one time so you can get your money. Hey, we still have that $10,000, though, Kid Nation. Was not found today. Yep, that means tomorrow could be your day. 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we play, and we hook you up with those passwords. And coming up next, it's time for our love expert to get in here and help you out, Kid Nation. We call the segment Love Letters to Kelly. You write her at KidNation.com, and she solves all your issues. And I have one here, Kelly, of a girl that found the perfect man.
Oh, good.
And then she searched him online.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Shout out to Tanya, who already wrote me on Twitter, wrote us all on Twitter. And she's all excited about her $900 that she won with Beat the Bank.
Extreme!
Super awesome. Another chance for you to win tomorrow. 7, 10, and 8, 10 Central. Don't you forget. Put that in your alarm so you get a little reminder.
Got it.
Our love expert is here. Very well dressed this morning on Earth Day. Looking right.
Yes, I am celebrating Earth Day in a dress.
Yes, you are.
That's what I'm doing.
Very earthy is what that is. All right, you write her. She solves your relationship issues. We call this segment
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have been in a long-distance relationship for almost a year now. We love each other very much, and he's an incredible man. However, we have both lost a loved one to death. I'm 25. He's 26. I lost my loved one 7 years ago, and he lost his 2 years ago. It's very hard for me to hear about his loss when he compares me to her. I've made it clear in the nicest way possible that it's causing a lot of friction in our relationship. When I'm compared to her, I always come off bad, or she always comes off as perfect. I remember how hard this was for me when I went through it, but when I comfort him, he's told me I'm only making it worse. I know he loves me, but he seems to still love her too, and I wouldn't expect that to change, but I just don't know how to help him with his loss. How do I continue to be understanding and listen, but also address things that are bothering me? Shay.
Well, it sounds like you've tried to address it, and he won't let you, so maybe he needs to deal with that by himself for a minute.
A little therapy would help, maybe?
Yeah, he's not ready to be in a relationship.
Apparently, by a loved one, they mean like their romantic partner.
Yes, that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
A lover.
Either husband, wife, I don't know the situation, but... Yeah. He needs therapy, and he's taking it out on you, and this isn't healthy for you. Yeah,
right.
So I would suggest he get therapy and maybe just take a little, maybe just not necessarily break up, but just not be, I don't know the level of intensity your relationship is now. Are you living together? No, yeah. Are you just seeing each other on the weekends? I mean, how deep is this relationship? But it does sound like he needs therapy.
Did it say long distance in the beginning, Jenna?
Yeah, they are long distance.
Oh, is long distance
relationship?
Part.
Yeah,
maybe they met because of a group because they both lost someone, and sometimes you attach because you think you know.
I don't know. The long distance things adds another layer to it. I missed that. I forgot that part. Yeah, so I think he needs time to heal, and if he takes that time, you give him this freedom and his space. I have a feeling he'll willingly take it.
Mm-hmm.
He probably really needs it right now, and then maybe you can figure it out and come back together. Yeah. I don't know what the long term plan is on a long. Distance relationship.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's ready though.
Somebody's got to live where the other one lives, or how do you make it work?
Amen. Yep.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
A new guy started working at my job a few months ago, and we clicked instantly. At first, I didn't think he was my type, but I knew I loved to spend time with him. So we go on breaks and bring food to share on our lunches. We text constantly outside of work. We hang out on our days off. When we drink, we do get a little affectionate. Mm. And he'll tell me how much he wants me. But then when we're sober, we just go back to being friends. Anyway, one night I decided to Google his name. Almost immediately I found his mugshot. It was from about 6 years ago for domestic violence. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. There's no way the guy that I'd gotten so close with could do anything like that, and I just hoped that it wasn't a big deal. But then I kept scrolling, and I found another mugshot. This one from about 3 years ago when he was arrested for stalking.
Mm.
In both instances, it looks like he was released a day or two after the day of or the next day. So I'm hoping that means it wasn't anything major.
Oh, my God.
Should I confront him about it? Should I just ignore it and hope that he has changed since then? We see each other all the time, and he'll notice if I distance myself and I've fallen really hard for him. And I know this is a giant red flag slapping me right in the face, but what should I do?
Don't say anything to him. Just thank God that you, he probably, you know, is like, who knows what was behind your fingers going on that keyboard, but you found out the information, you have it. Things are not that desperate that you have to fall in love with a man that has a stalking history.
And domestic
violence. There's got to be somebody, and a domestic violence. I don't care how, if you do say anything to him about it, it's going to be, he'll explain his way out of it because he's so charming. And plus the fact that he only is interested in you when he's drinking. I mean, there's a lot of red flags here. So why don't you just continue to be friendly? Stop doing things with him. You don't have to be rude about it. When he says something about, let's go out after work and say, I'm sorry, I can't, I already have other plans. You can be polite, but I wouldn't give him the heads up that you know what's going on, because that might open up something now that you know.
Yeah.
Who knows what he's going to do?
Right.
So I would just let this one go.
Things usually flame out, right? If you leave him alone, it'll flame out. You don't hang out, and he won't think twice.
It should eventually. And just start opening yourself up to other possibilities.
Yeah.
When a guy with mugshots for domestic violence and a stalking history looks good to you, that's a bad day.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
You got this.
I'll agree with that.
Thank you, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
You're Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My now ex-boyfriend broke up with me this morning. I am so upset. Oh. We're about to go on a trip to Disney World this weekend and meet my dad and his family. He's very set in his ways, which I honestly didn't mind until his controlling ways went overboard for my taste. He is pretty much what I was looking for in a guy. He cooks. He loves to eat. He's funny. He's great with money. Doesn't take life too seriously. Makes me laugh constantly. Likes adventures. Yada, yada. I'm nearly 26 years old, and I was seriously considering settling down with this guy. He was a strong contender, but he had major fundamental issues with me having male friends and going on work lunches or talking to members of the opposite sex. I work with 80 to 90% men at my firm. I've never cheated on any of my past relationships, never gave him reason to think I was cheating. He decided to end our relationship because of a work-related birthday lunch with my two male coworkers, which he did not want me to attend. This is the only thing we disagreed about. Am I making a mistake? Should I fight for this guy, or am I better off without him? That's from Gabby.
Gabby!
He's a great guy. He loves.
He's perfect, except he controls you and won't let you look at other men. He's going to be the guy. You've heard of these women who have to go to the OBGYN and the man goes in because he doesn't even trust the doctor giving the exams. This is what you're trying to build a life with? This is a blessing. Get down on your knees and thank God that he is the one that broke up with you because you didn't have the sense to break up with him.
He might have saved you.
Oh, my gosh.
Big time.
Go to Disney World with somebody else.
So true.
I understand.
Little controlling things. What is wrong? Yeah.
Are things that bad out there you're willing to go out with a man who shows signs of being a complete control freak that's going to have you under his thumb the rest of your life, or somebody who may stalk you if you decide after a romantic relationship to dump him? This is your only options? I'd like to think there are better men out there. You might have to just look a little harder and maybe want more for yourself than that.
But he loves to eat and cook and travel.
As long as it's with you and as long as the pilot's not male, you better not look at the pilot or the flight attendant if he happens to be male. Why would you want to live like that?
That you don't
constant
need that.
Stress that he's going to snap because you looked at somebody the wrong way. That's ridiculous.
Sorry, Gabby.
Maybe Gabby needed to hear that from Kelly.
Yeah.
And she'll write us a couple weeks from now and go, you know what? You're right, Raspberry.
You can be upset.
Family of good
You can
one.
Be upset.
Yes.
But, you know, because you just broke up.
Yeah, it's
My
a relationship.
Goodness. Give it a minute and you'll be like, thank you, God, when the right one comes along.
You deserve better than that. Right there. That's our love expert, Kelly Raspberry. And if you want to write her, go to KidNation.com because we're doing this again on Wednesday. Don't you worry. Mm. Plenty of love advice to go around. Today's edition was brought to you by OpenFit.
Oh, yeah. What could you do to your body in 30 days that would have a really noticeable difference? I want you to take a 30-day challenge with OpenFit. Because let's say you want to take part in a 5K in about a month or so. You can actually train with the OpenFit app. It's a streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. But you can take the 30 days tough mudder challenge.
Yeah, ooh, good.
And
too.
Get ready for that. So if you want to do a 5K or one of those mudding things, let's say you've been really interested in the bar classes where they incorporate the Pilates, the dance moves, and everything. 30 days.
That's what I've been doing.
Imagine having a dancer's body.
I know.
You know, we're on the way there.
Look
in 30
at the booty.
Days.
It's coming.
Maybe yoga's more your thing. Take the 30-day challenge with OpenFit. Like I said, it's a streaming service. If you have a computer, a web-enabled TV, a tablet, smartphone, or Roku, you can access it anywhere, anytime with some amazing trainers and classes, including Andrea Rogers, the woman who created Extend Bar. So right now during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days. Just text the word Craddick, K-R-A-D-D-I-C-K, to 30-30-30. Full access to OpenFit, all the workouts, the nutrition information, totally free. Again, text Craddick to 30-30-30. Standard message and data rates may apply.
It's the Kid Craddick Morning Show.